CliffCentral.com.
Hello and welcome to another In Conference with Michael Jackson right here on your favorite podcast station. This is CliffCentral.com, and this show is where you get to meet the people I'm privileged to meet and sometimes work with around the world of conferencing and eventing. I speak at around 180 conferences a year all over the world, and I look for the very best guests that I can find you. If you are a regular listener to these podcasts, you'll know that I'm also quite fond of homegrown South African business talent. And although my guest today comes from the UK, I think he's lived here as long as I have. And I'm going to introduce you to a man who's the chief marketing officer for an organization called Dream Team. I've had the privilege of working with them. They have operations around the world as well, as we're about to find out. And really, the man behind it in the South African context is an amazing individual. His name is Jerry Skerritt. He's joining us now live on the program. And what we really want to do today is just find out whether team building, team events, conferencing events of this nature still cut the mustard in this day and age. So let's bring him into the show. Jerry, it's a real pleasure to have you. I know how busy your schedule is. How's the world of Dream Team going, sir?
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, great to be on your show. It's going splendidly well, I must say. We always seem to be busy. There's always somebody that wants to do something. And we've had clients for 23 years that are asking us the perennial question, what have you got that's new? And luckily, we've always got lots of new things.
So I want to come into that in a moment, though. But that first original question, do you think team building still works during the company conference, the annual getaway? I mean, I presume you're going to say yes, because you sell this stuff. But if it does work,
yeah.
If it does work, tell me why.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it does work because otherwise we've got an awful lot of clients that want to waste their money. And I don't believe in today's climate that clients are looking at for anything but exceptional value. Is it a silver bullet or a panacea for all ills? No. The same way as motivational speakers are not, or gym membership doesn't necessarily get you into great shape. Trust me, I can speak from personal experience on that one.
That's you and me both, I think.
But I think what we can do is help people to communicate better, to dialogue, to discuss, to inspire one another. And all of that is a skill. All of that is learned behaviors. And all of it is underpinned by all the sort of things of respect and trust and confidence in one another. And with our exercises, activities, and processes, we can enhance that. So certainly we can give you a big, big head start towards being an amazing team.
I know that Dream Team, your business, is a market leader in this field. I know how busy you are as well. It's almost impossible to ever track you down for a cold beer. But I mean, tell us now, for the benefit of the people listening to the podcast, what Dream Team really is and where did it originate and how?
Great stuff. Okay, so there's a long, long story. And I know the real fantastic thing about your podcast, Michael, is they're sort of short, sharp, 15-minuter. So I'm going to give you the abridged version. But basically, we started back in 1990 in South Africa, believe it or not, in sports performance improvement with a company called Winning Minds, where okay. A whole host of us put together a program to help the re-entry of South Africa into sport. Nelson Mandela was just released, and it was all looking fantastic. Now we're stuck back into international sport, and a group of psychologists came together and identified the things that help performance from an individual and a team perspective. Things like stress management, confidence, belief, visualization, communication skills into team members. And we put together a really amazing program, worked with the top test unions, NOXA, with individuals, and an overnight success, really, because there was just such a vacuum of knowledge required. But then all of our psychologists got poached by all of the professional sporting bodies, and we were left with the choice of, do we keep replacing them, or do we look at seeing that we can do something on a more permanent basis with a different market. And the natural market, given my background, was in the corporate world. So we applied the same principles and formed the Dream Team, working with companies, corporations, all around South Africa on improving their individual and team performance.
Wow, it's a good pedigree. I mean, I know that you've been doing this for years and years as well. You've mutated away from just the sport then and into a whole bunch of different offerings that get teams and companies really motivated and inspired.
That's it. And I think, Michael, you know, it's the same principles. It's about achieving and being the best that you can. And the same principles apply in business, sport, even as a country. A country needs to have the same principles and guidelines. You need a common shared purpose. You need people in the right places that can do the right job and inspiring one another. And if we look at South Africa, we can maybe see where some of the gaps we have as a country. We've got amazing potential. Maybe that single vision is what we need to work on and get us all pulling in the same direction. No easy task, we know, and there's a lot of people putting a lot of good work in to do that. But I think just to tell you the most exciting thing that happened to us and really has made us the company that we are today was in 2005, we joined Catalyst Global. That's why our company is now called Dream Team Catalyst.
Okay.
So 11 years ago, we joined Catalyst Global, a network and affiliates of the best team building events in the world. So we are a really strong partnership. We now have offices all over the world, I think everywhere bar Antarctica. And we really do share best practice. We tend to get all of our new products. They've already been tested. They've worked. The process is there. The game theory is there. And we just refine them then for the local market. And we feed our successful programs into the network. So the biggest challenge of staying abreast of current trends, of bringing really fresh, relevant activities, is it's a slam dunk. We've got it sorted. Our problem is we've got too much product. You know, we just came back from our global conference now in Thailand, where 40 of the offices around the world all met and shared ideas. And we got 30 new products out of that. And we left another 30 on the table because Wow. We just cannot bring all that sort of, we can't cope with the implementation and the training of that sort of thing. So it's a nice problem to have.
Absolutely. I was thinking as I was doing the introduction to you, thinking about, you know, the question, does team building really work? I'm a convert. I believe that it can, and it makes a fundamental difference. And in the world of building better conferences, which is something I'm moving into myself, I've seen you work with clients and achieve spectacular results. One of those products that you brought into the country, I believe, I remember doing a conference with you about 5 years ago on behalf of a corporate company, and they asked me to get involved in your session, something I never normally do because I'm a speaker or MC or whatever it was. And it ironically bounced off something I was doing for a company in Johannesburg this morning when I was doing a speech, talking about, you know, you can be the best piano player in the world, the best guitarist, you can be the best vuvuzela player if you want. But unless you build it together like an orchestra, it really doesn't resonate or sound as magnificent. And it made me think now of the Orchestrate product, where I sat in a company with you doing the exercise as a company team member, and you taught in an afternoon people to play an entire set of orchestral instruments to produce the most magnificent version of Carmina Burana I've ever heard in my life. And these were just delegates from a conference. I mean, that program for me, Orchestrate, just one of the many that Dream Team Catalyst operates. And it was simply spectacular. It lives with me to this day. So you've got new stuff as well, Jerry, you said.
Absolutely. And Michael, I think you are definitely the best gong player we've ever had. You played that with aplomb. And I think, you know, it was an amazing conference. It was an amazing company we worked with. And we do lots of that sort of stuff. But the Orchestrate is very close to our heart. It's a brilliant metaphor for real teamwork, for people gelling together, the loudest voices not necessarily being the most important, having that balance. You know, that you'll recall with that one, when we listen to the video afterwards, the triangle can be heard as clearly as the crashing cymbals. They all have their own unique voice.
Everybody came together and played as one. It was sensational.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
And it's based on that old principle that one person cannot whistle a symphony. It doesn't matter how good you are. You need all those different voices, and it's not one person that can do it. So you need everybody doing simple things, actually, because you'll recall we had about 90 minutes of actually practicing and tuition. Then the rest was learning to play together. So it was a pretty crash course. So you learned 3 or 4 notes maximum. But the effect, when everyone does it well and you all do it in time, was, as you would say, stunning. I'll tell you what it was. If you want to go onto YouTube and check Danon Orchestrate, I think everyone will see that, and they'll also see your legendary song playing there.
Fantastic.
As well.
And Danon being the French dairy company who was the client on that occasion. Danon Orchestrate, go and look for it on YouTube. I'm going to go and download that tonight because, hey, I became a legendary gong player in that orchestra. But the look on people's faces, you know, when you mention team building, people often go, oh, God, and you can see the eyes rolling. And when they walked into that room, the Danon delegates, and they looked at this orchestra, which played them the piece that they were about to learn and then do themselves, the energy levels in the room went from zero to absolute bloody hero. I mean, it was, and that's how long it lives in the mind. 5 years ago, whenever we did it, Jerry, it was sensational. But look, we've got like 4 minutes left. What's hot in the world of team building right now? What's new in the world of Dream Team Catalyst?
Okay, we've got a lot of great ones. I sort of have my favorites, and generally they're informed by what my clients love and what we're getting awesome feedback for. So my favorite at the moment is what we learned from our German guys. They came with, as you would expect, something very precise and organized and professional. And we took this from Thailand, and it's a thing called Beat the Box. And its history is around the world, we have quite a big thing with escape games. You get locked in a room. Generally, people do it with their buddies, and you have to solve clues to escape from this room. It's quite a thing, but obviously that doesn't really work for us because it's normally 6 people, one huge room. It's not transportable. We generally go to our clients' offices or we go to conference venues. So the thing was, how can we have that same sense of tension, against the clock, problem solving, and how can we make that scalable, that we can do massive groups and we can take it to the Wild Coast Sun, we can take it up to Sun City, we can take it to the riverside, wherever we need to go. So the premise is you come into the room with very little introduction, you see a video, and in a bit of a menacing voice with quite a cool sort of video, it tells you that you have 90 minutes to open the boxes and reveal the secret. So all of a sudden, sort of.
And these are locked boxes that people have got to play.
They're
locked, right?
They're beautiful aluminium boxes, specially made for us. They've got padlocks on, combination padlocks. So pretty soon after that first initial rabbit in the headlights thing, you'll notice that there was some clues in the video, and by trial and error, the teams will get into the aluminium box. That is pretty easy. You'll do that in a couple of minutes. But then you find inside there's 4 cases, again, protected by combination locks, and you have to sequentially work through them. Now, the challenge here is really tough. One person has never, ever got close to solving all of the things. But when you have a group together firing off one another, it is amazing because it's different skill sets, it's different methodologies of thinking, and it is that sort of stuff where you need to bounce off. So that very quickly you get to the situation where the boxes are opened, you really scratching your head, then all of a sudden you get a breakthrough. And then when you get to the third case within the big box, you realize you haven't got the information you need. And then the dawning realization that we're in this together.
Ah, lovely.
Everybody in the room, whether it's 30, 50, 100, 200, you all need each other. You have to trade information. You have to go for pure collaboration. And all of a sudden, then it gets a lot easier. And with the clock ticking down, it's amazing how often there's just a few minutes left when the team punches in the code and stops the countdown, and a big fanfare video plays that can be customized. And it's just really amazing sense of achievement. that teams get from that. So that works incredibly, incredibly well.
Oh, stunning. Now, let me just cut over. You've got about 45 seconds to go. But, Jerry, you know, to my mind, Dream Team Catalyst, you are the market leaders in this field, without a shadow of doubt. And really the energy that people suck in together and work as teams is the secret to unlocking, you know, what you need to do in your business. And the realization of that from conference organizers and planners, I think when they've worked with you, they just keep coming back, don't they? Very briefly, in the 15 seconds we've got left, how do people get hold of you?
Very simply, our website is dreamteam.co.za, and you'll find all of our products on there, so you can find us very, very easily. There's a really nice tool on there to help you narrow down what you're looking for. We'll make suggestions based on the parameters you want. And then another great way is to get hold of Paul and his team at Unique Speaker Bureau. They're very familiar with our products, and they really help to integrate it into a conference. So they will realize the value of putting all the ingredients together, the speakers, the presentations, and it works really well. So
I love it. But let's get everyone to go over across to dreamteam.co.za as well. I know that you and I both have the most fun you can have with your clothes on at work, and I can't recommend Jerry Skerritt and Dream Team strong enough. 15 minutes flies by, ladies and gentlemen. Time is against us. It remains for me to say thank you on behalf of my guest. Thank you for listening to our podcast In Conference with Michael Jackson every Tuesday, 14:45, live on cliffcentral.com, but it's available for you at your convenience on the podcast platform whenever you want it. From me and Jerry Skerritt, a real pleasure being with you once again. See you on the next podcast.
Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.